Jim Furyk and the San Antonio Spurs both won championships yesterday. Furyk won his first major title at the U.S. Open, and the Spurs won their second NBA title in 5 seasons. But the sports story of the weekend was a 53-year-old golfer who didn't finish in the top 20 at the Open, and his courageous caddy. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Jim Furyk tied the all-time Open scoring record, and yet his historic performance was somehow overshadowed.
Yeah, and that's no put-down of Jim Furyk, who's a fine player and a very deserving champion. But on Thursday, Tom Watson went out and shot 65 to tie for the lead in the Open, 21 years after he won his only Open title. And caddying for him Thursday and all weekend was the same person who was with him in 1982 when he won that Open, Bruce Edwards. Bruce Edwards has been with Tom since 1973, except for a brief 3-year period when Tom made him go work for Greg Norman because Greg Norman was number one in the world and it would be worth more money to Bruce to work for him at that point. Bruce Edwards has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. He's struggling with his speech. He can still walk, and he's still caddying, and he insisted on walking this weekend, even though the USGA told him he could ride in a cart. And when Tom shot that 65 and turned back the clock, it was one of the most extraordinary scenes you've ever seen in major championship golf or in sports in many years. The crowds were cheering as much for Bruce as for Tom. Both were in tears by the time Tom finished the round, and the whole weekend became a celebration of Tom Watson and Bruce Edwards. It was extraordinary to watch.
Oh, well, Jim Furyk's a pretty good story, though.
Excellent story. A guy with a strange-looking swing with the loop at the top. You'd think he was a 12-handicap hacker watching that swing, and yet he's been a fine player for years. He's been close to winning major championships before. He took control of this event on Saturday and never fell back at all on Sunday. He won his first major title at the age of 33. By the way, he and Mike Weir, who won the Masters this year, they were born on the exact same day, May 12, 1970. A little bit strange, but absolutely a deserving champion.
A lot of talk about the low scoring in the first 3 days. What's the deal with that?
Well, they just didn't pick a great venue. The winds came up yesterday and the scores went up, and people will defend the USGA's choice of Olympia Fields as a result of that. But after the Beth Page won the golf tournament last year, this year the players dominated the golf course for the first 3 days. It looked more like the Milwaukee Open than the U.S. Open until Sunday.
And Tiger Woods?
Another bad major championship for him. This makes four in a row in which he has not won. Only one of those four, this is the significant part if you're Tiger Woods, only in the PGA Championship last August did he contend. He finished second. He has not been a serious contender in the other three majors. He's now lost for him an amazing 5 straight tournaments that he's entered. That's a losing streak for Tiger. And I'm sure he's concerned. He won't say it's a slump, but I'm sure he is concerned with what's going on with his golf game right now, because it's unlike Tiger.
And Tim Duncan, the NBA Finals MVP, but not the best story.
No, we talked before the finals started, you and I, about David Robinson retiring, one of the best people to ever play in the NBA, Naval Academy graduate. He's built a school in his hometown for underprivileged kids in San Antonio. He went out with a great game last night. And he and Steve Kerr, who came off the bench to save the Spurs on a couple of occasions, both in the conference finals and the finals, were great players for many years and deserving of this title.
Low ratings for the finals.
Very low ratings, because the games just weren't that good and you didn't have the glamour of the Lakers. But the Spurs, like Jim Furyk, not glamorous, but very deserving champions.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book is Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black, the story of the first U.S. Open played at a true public golf course.